But he's just like Dad was telling me one time, Dad was a city recorder.
Yes, Hiram Belknap was
my dad was city recorder at that time. And Granddad was the marshal and the sheriff, they call him now. Go ahead.
You do?
Sheriff now. And so one day, Uncle Gil, as they called him, he was the oldest son of Gilbert Belknap. And he was down around the depot, and when he got back up to the office, Dad told him, and he said, Gilbert, we just a message come in here. A man's absconded with several hundred thousand dollars, and they treat he's on this Southern Pacific train. And he gave a description. He said, I just saw the man down there. But he didn't have the woman with him, and I was. So he went out and disguised himself as an old miner and boards the train. The train stayed over here for an hour, and he gets on the train. And when he gets on the train, he tells the conductor to let him be the brakeman. He puts on the brakeman's cap and carries his lantern. When the train stopped in Brigham City, he gets out and lets down the door. And when the guy gets out that they were looking for, when a woman steps up out of the dock and greets him, that was his wife. She'd gone to Brigham Head somewhere, so he boarded there. So then he arrested them both, brought him back to jail, and the guy offered him, tried to give him several thousand dollars if he let him go. And he said, I don't take bribes, I'm a sheriff, I'm a marshal, and you're under arrest. So he took him back. The man was taken back east for his crime. When he was 75, he wanted to run for sheriff again. This is Gilbert, the oldest son of that Gilbert Belknap.
75 years old?
Yeah, he wanted to run for sheriff again. So he was right where the D school is now on 22nd, is where his house and barn and Krell was in the back. And your Uncle Earl and I was walking down the street there one day, and he was out on the lawn. And we said, Uncle Gil, why do you want to be sheriff again? You might get hurt. You're old now. You're not a young man. And he put down the hose and turned off, and he says, come on around the back. And he had a kind of a back door like we have on 21st and went in there on the back. Then his corral was out in the backyard. He went in there and he came out and he had two pearl handle pistols in his hands. And he walked out with the corral and he stood there by the corral and he turned to Earl and he says, throw a can out there. Earl threw a can out there and he went bang, 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 and he hit the can every time and sent it clear across the corral. And he never said another word and walked back in the house and says, okay, boys, I'll see you later. But he didn't get to be sheriff again. He wanted to be, but he just wanted to show us he was still able.
Well, he did some great things while he was sheriff, though.
Well, he went all the way to
Jackson
Hole after a man one time, and then his robbers. That Jackson Hole really was a notorious outlaw place, and it got its famous name of Jackson Hole because of the outlaws. He went up there one time and sneaked in the night, got a man that was wanted for murder, put a gun in his side and says, now don't say anything, but just get up and walk with me out of this camp. Took him down the road where he had two horses and put him on a horse and tied his legs between the two stirrups and rode him all the way back to Auburn. Slept out at night, tied the guy up to a tree. And
we need to make a movie about him.
So you kids have come from some people who have had some experiences.
Marvelous heritage they have, really.
It really,
really
is.
Did. I think the kids have harder days now. We had harder work. We had to work, build cows, cut wood, burn troll, chop down trees, haul hay, cut grain, thrash it. Your dad and I were the youngest, and they always give us the easy job, put us on the straw stack so the straw machine could blow straw all down our necks.
Well, that work is good for you, though. Toughened them up.
They've always been good workers, Belmonts. Until they get to our generation.
Could you tell us the story of when you and Grandpa went up South Fork with the horse and the horse got shot?
The horse got what?
Got shot in the leg and you had to walk it back.
Oh, it got shot in his shoulder. Your dad went up there and we had a... I can't recall now whether we had a team or one horse, but one of the horses was there and we had a .22 rifle. Your dad was manipulating this rifle back and forth and it just accidentally went off and hit the horse right in the shoulder, just above the front leg there, right behind his shoulder there, see. The old horse went around on one leg for a while.
Would you like more?
We were scared half to death, so we put the horse in the buggy and rode him all the way home. Just to let him rest, we got him home in a hurry. Dad come up and looked at him and said, well, the caliber of the rifle wasn't sufficient to do him too much damage, and he'll be all right in a few days. Put the horse over in the pasture for a week, and he was all right. But he scared us when we shot him in the shoulder.
Tell him the story about, if you got another minute.
No,
tell him the story about you and I shingling the garage. I think that's so cute.
Dad was a man that never hit us, but he was a man that kept his word. And we had I can remember when there was an automobile in this whole county, not one. I tell people that now, they think I'm crazy. They think it's always been this way. Well, it's getting now, so it ain't even fun to go for a ride. Well, Dad bought a craft, there was about 100 cars, so my dad bought one. He built a lean-to on the side of the barn and puts that car in. So he bottled up some shingles one day and said to me and your dad, he says, now you boys, we knew enough to how to shingle. We were old enough, 14, 15, 16, around in there. But right out behind the barn was a baseball field there where we could play ball. So we said, yeah, we'll shingle it. So Dad went to work. Pretty kid and the kids gathered over a ball field. We went out and played ball. We liked to play baseball. We were both pretty good at it. And we decided to do this old swimming hole up behind the deaf school, and they had a fine orchard, and we'd stop on the way and get us a few apples. And they give them to us graciously, of course, because they didn't see us. And we went on down to the river, and about 4:30, quarter to 5, they said, gee whiz, Vaughn, we better be getting home. Dad'll be getting home there, and we won't have that shingling done. So we rushed home. Got up there and got about two rows of shingles on, and shingling out there, and Dad drove in. He looked at it and he started to unhitch his horse. He said, well, you boys weren't very fast shinglers, were you? Took the horse in the barn, fed it, come back out, and he says, when you get that shingle, boys, come on in for supper. We was out there with a lantern shingling at 10 o'clock.
There's your eye.
Well, that's the way Grandpa Belmont was about everything. He put over his point, but he never had to hit anybody or anything like that.
Marvelous.
You had to get your shingle
the real
says,
way.
Come on in and get supper.
Make him learn the lesson.
We was out there each with a lantern shingling. About 10 o'clock, we got through.
Couldn't hungry for them.
Went in, Mother gave us supper and everything, but I never said another word.
Oh, and another funny one was when your boys swore. Your mother told them.
Oh, they're getting too much.
Oh, come on, tell us that.
Oh, no, that's good. I'll tell you that. It's a shame.